Good morning. Welcome into Gardening in the Ozarks on a rainy Saturday morning. Vicki, since 7 this morning, we've had 4,500ths of an inch of rain.
I believe it because it's wet as can be out there, and it sure did come down. It's like they opened a bucket up.
That puts the two-day total so far at 6,200ths of an inch.
Huh. I'm surprised it's not a little more than that.
We had 6 hundredths of an inch this morning, 1,100 yesterday morning, and 45 this morning.
Gotcha.
Taylor Hearing Center's color weather radar. Well, we're going to have some more rain for a while, but the edge is in northwest Arkansas, and there's nothing behind that at the moment.
Hallelujah.
Well, that looks pretty good. And the heavy stuff is, the severe stuff's already through. It's in eastern Arkansas now, so we're just getting some light to moderate showers here in the Twin Lakes area, southern Missouri. From the Dan's Bull Show, 7 units on, 665.17, North Fork 2 on, 557.59. 44 the high yesterday, 42 the low, 42 is the current. We've got a wind advisor until 6 this evening for northern Arkansas, until 7 southern Missouri. Cloudy this morning, then clearing, windy, areas of dense fog this morning, 90% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Slight chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Some thunderstorms may be severe. A high today of 72. Yesterday's high was 44.
Whoa.
Average rainfall a half to an inch, and then tonight mostly clear, low of 35. Sunday mostly sunny, cooler, high of 57, and Monday partly sunny, high of 59 degrees. Phone lines are open, 425-5522-888-884-0364, Gardening in the Ozarks. Email address is Vicki@ktlo.com, and we'll be back with your questions and your comments in a minute.
How often we, in our daily lives, forget to enjoy the little things. It's so easy to get caught up in our busy schedules that we fail to take time to truly enjoy the small pleasures. That first cup of coffee in the morning, that rose bush that's blooming in our yard, the sights and sounds of children playing outside. Hello, this is Renata Jenkins-Byler with Roller Funeral Homes, saying let's all take the time to enjoy life's small pleasures this year. Roller Funeral Homes, with all our respect.
Wayne's Nursery's landscape crew is out and in full swing. Call 870-425-6966 today for your free landscape estimate. Needing a retaining wall or raised prepared beds? Carl Wayne's Nursery's landscape crew has you covered. With 37 years of experience in landscape design and install, you can count on a job well done. Call 870-425-6966 today for your free landscape estimate from Carl Wayne's Nursery. No job is too big or too small. That's 870-425-6966 today for your free landscape estimate.
Junior Auxiliary members are a vital part of our community. Whether they're hosting the annual Easter egg hunt in Cooper Park or obtaining school supplies through their Stuff the Bus event, JA gives women an opportunity to show leadership skills while making a difference in children's lives. Learn more about JA by visiting their Facebook page at Junior Auxiliary of Mountain Home. Our Community Cares, sponsored by H&R Block, Carl Wayne's Nursery, West Plains Bank and Trust, and KTLO Classic Hits in the Boot salute the Junior Auxiliary of Mountain Home.
Flippin' Fancy Flowers can take care of your prom flowers. They will create just the right arrangement to match your beautiful formal wear. Featuring boutonnieres and corsages perfect for your magical evening. Make your special dress even better with freshly cut flowers in a variety of styles. Remember that Flippin' Fancy Flowers has tuxedo rentals. Let them get you ready and looking great for your special prom. Flippin' Fancy Flowers, Main Street Flippin'. Call 453-ROSE to place an order for your perfect flowers today.
425-5522-888-884-0364. Email address is Vicki@ktlo.com.
Well, I know that this weather is not exactly encouraging anyone to be excited about spring, although I know that everybody's chomping at the bit, and I know that there are a lot of plants that are becoming available. I would suggest that you kind of back off as far as purchasing anything at this point, because we're going to have some cool weather, and usually, you know, our last frost can be March the 30th to anywhere to mid-April or a little after, and I know that's disheartening. And if you went out now, you'd just be slogging around in the mud, which is not a bad way to be, because before we have sometimes been so dry that things were falling apart. When I came out this morning coming in, I noticed a lot of branches down. So if we have high winds, you may not have to prune a whole lot of stuff next week, because it'll all be on the ground, considering the wind, which is a non-selective pruner. Unfortunately, things fall that you might not want to, so be aware of that. And be careful. And there are some things that we can do. And I was thinking what fun sweet peas, green peas are in the spring. And it's one of the prominent plants that you can go ahead and plant, although I certainly wouldn't do it right now. And I would wait until we have a period of time when we have some dry weather. But I thought we'd talk about them today, because even talking about them to me brings back that taste in my mouth almost from the first green peas of the spring. And a lot of people do plant them around St. Patrick's Day, of course, and are on the first day of spring. It's kind of one of those traditions. It's kind of like planting potatoes at the same time. But either way, you can count on planting peas at an early date. We've had and continue to have a lot of rain, as I said, so our soil is very moist, and that combined with cooler weather could really kind of set pea production back. So I want you not to think about doing that this week, but maybe next week, hopefully. If you would think about the first day of spring, I was intrigued by what I found yesterday. I was looking up some stuff, and the first day of spring is probably about the earliest, best day this year with which to plant your peas. But it happens on Wednesday, March the 20th, at exactly 6:58 this year. So at 6:58 p.m. on March the 20th, you can race out and maybe think about planting some peas, since today is the night. We've got a little bit of time for things to kind of dry up. But it's interesting, for the first time in 40 years, the spring equinox, which occurs on March the 20th, will occur on the same day as March's fall full worm moon. Now, all these moons that come up, these full moons have different names. And this is the full worm, as in W-O-R-M, moon. And it will also be a super moon. The same night and day that are the same length, but it's going to be crazy, because that's kind of quite a combination. The first day of spring, the first super moon, and the first full moon of March. And so kind of makes you think, maybe go out and... Bob's looking at me like, oh, yeah, whatever. But anyway, in Farmer's Almanac and things like that, they say that's a really good day to go ahead and plant some peas. And I thought we'd just kind of talk about it, because a lot of people don't realize that is a tradition. And I do like the old traditions. I think they're kind of fun to talk about, even if you don't follow through on them. One of the things that you can do if you're going to plant peas and that helps them is you can soak the peas in warm water for about 12 to 24 hours before you plant them. And what this does, it hastens the germination. And if you left fresh peas, and you really want a succession crop, make sure that you plant another couple of rows 2 weeks later, and that will prolong the harvest. Of course, these are strictly early spring variety and an early spring crop that you can have. And then after that, what's nice is once you get through with those, you can go ahead and plant beans in that spot or something else, which will recycle that spot. There are several different varieties of peas that you can look into. They are grouped in three categories: English peas, snap peas, and snow peas. English peas are also known as the shelling peas that you see. Those are the ones that are all in frozen bags at the grocery market, which is a good thing to have. I must say they're a great thing to have on hand, but you can grow them yourself. And they're the most common type of peas that are available. They are harvested, of course, when the pods are filled with the seeds. But they have to be harvested before they mature too much, because if they mature too much, they get tough. So it's kind of a fine line, and you want to make sure you're careful with that. Wando, W-A-N-D-O, and Marvel are two of the good varieties that grow here really well. Now, one of the varieties that I love, and I remember, it's been, I don't know how many years, but it's been a good 5-10 years ago when, I don't know how many of you remember, sugar snap peas came out. That really revolutionized growing peas in your home garden, I think, because they are just delightful. They're so easy to grow, and they've been a great addition to that whole family. They're also, the neat thing is the whole pea, the pod and the peas inside are all edible, and they're just delightful. They're unique for their tender pods, and so that's what's kind of cool. And I think they make a really pretty plant. If you have a standard tripod or something that you can put in the center of your garden, they will trail up that. They produce not only a pretty vegetative look, but they also have pretty blossoms. And so it's a neat thing to put in the middle of a garden, even in a flower garden or anywhere you want to. I'm a great advocate of those. Sugar Ann is one. Sugar Snap, of course, was the real, I think the first one was just the Sugar Snap, but there's an early snap and some super snaps and things like that, a variety of different ones. So you might want to look into snap peas. I think they're the fastest growing, and you can harvest them right off the vine and eat them right there. It would be a good thing for kids to grow because they grow fast, and then they can eat them as they pick them, which would be kind of fun, introducing them to gardening, which I always think is a good idea. And then there's snow peas, and of course snow peas, I'm sure that you recognize from the fact that they are common in Chinese cooking, and they're used in a lot of recipes like that. They're flat potted peas, and they are harvested as soon as the pods form, but interestingly enough, before the peas really begin to expand, and there's some real good varieties of those that grow well too. The sugar snap gives you a fast response and a fast harvest of all the peas, but there's three varieties that you can look into and grow all three. It'd be kind of fun. They are really neat in that they like green beans or any kind of beans, being a legume, and that's spelled L-E-G-U-M-E. They have their own nitrogen that they fix in with their roots. So they require very little extra fertility to grow and produce, which is nice. They fix that nitrogen in the soil, and it works. The key to planting and growing peas, of course, is to plant them early enough in spring so that they mature before it gets really warm. And so it's a really kind of fine line. And so I would say as soon as you can get out in the yard and not have to wear your mud boots, which would be the indication, and can dig without having sloshy mud come up on your trowel, would be the right time to go ahead and plant peas. It'd just be a great time. They will respond to a thick layer about a 2-inch, that's not too thick, of compost will help them once you plant them. And you plant them about 2 inches apart, and you can plant them in double rows, which is kind of cool, so that you really have a good harvest. And that's about all you need to think about. I would think that possibly you would want to possibly make sure that they have something to climb on, and that's why I said in the center of a garden, it's really nice. And then if we do hit a dry spell, which of course we will, before they mature, water them periodically and keep the weeds down, but be real careful because the roots of the peas are very shallow. They're shallow rooted. And so if you want to try something new, try some varieties of peas. And what's nice is they're ready in about 60 days to harvest after planting. It depends on the weather and the type of peas. So let me know if you try any this year. I'll probably try sugar snaps. I usually do them every year.
425-5522. 888-884-0364. Gardening in the Ozarks, email address is Vicky@ktlo.com. Cloudy this morning, then clearing. Just wanted to throw that in there. Clearing this afternoon.
Clearing. In here?
Everywhere.
That's good. That'll be nice to have. I think that we'll all be appreciative. It's been kind of gray offsetting recently, and I think we're all looking forward to a shiny sunny day that is clear, if not in this booth, possibly outside anyway. And we've got a caller
to the phone lines this morning. You're on, Vicky. Go ahead, please.
Vicky, I have lost two Hellyer hollies, and I think it's something called black root rot.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard of that?
Not in that terminology, no.
Well, I'm just kind of, I remember Googling it, and that's what I came up with, because it dies from the bottom upward.
Okay.
And that,
yeah.
That was the only thing that I'm not sure if the name of it is correct.
Okay.
But I remember it calling something like a black root rot. It's in the soil.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is there anything that I can do? I'm going to dig up those and get rid of them because I have, I've already done one of them, but I have another one.
Oh, that's a shame.
I know.
Well, now how did, okay, tell me, how old are these hollies that you had?
They're
in this
probably 10. Or 8 to 10 years old.
Well, that's pretty established, and I can't feature. Okay, tell me what happened. What happened to
it? It just has places in it that start dying, and it just dies. You know, the limb will die out, and you cut it out, and then another limb will die out, and you take it out, and then it just, the whole bush just eventually dies from the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And like I have one out there now that I'm going to take out. It's green on the top,
mm-hmm.
but it's dead right below it.
Have you checked? Have you looked? What's the soil like? It sounds to me like the soil is a mess.
No, the soil's good.
Really?
It's in my flower bed.
When you pulled it out, what are the roots like? Look like?
I didn't pay any attention. I just pulled it.
Okay, that's an important thing.
Okay.
If you're going to dig another one up, mm-hmm. When you pull it out, really check the roots. I would suggest that you take it either into Carl Wayne's or to the extension office, because I'm not so sure that is, you know, I'm not sure what is wrong. It seems to me that something has gotten in there if all of them are reacting like this, but...
Well, they're in two separate places. One was way down on one end of the house, south end of the house, and the other one...
Okay, then I would
on the other end of the house.
Well, we definitely need to get an accurate diagnosis then. And I would take some of the dirt that you have,
mm-hmm.
and I would take the plant root and all.
Okay.
Because I think that probably if you go to the extension office, they can probably, if they can't figure it out, they can send it off to check on, because it sounds like to me that something is in the soil that is really messing things up. But for it to hit after they've been fine for 8 years, I just we need to check and see, because it could be something that could affect everything in those beds, and you don't want that to happen.
I know.
Yeah, I would. Let's do that, because by what you said, I'm a little it's a conundrum, and I don't know exactly, and I wouldn't want to make a guess, and I don't think it sounds like it's just one specific thing for hollies. Or is anything else looking crummy?
I have some hawthorn that are in different areas in the same bed, but they're not close by or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And they just never did do very good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're kind of basically like that, but not...
Mm-hmm. Not that much.
No,
well,
uh-uh.
Take some soil with you from each spot,
okay.
Number one, and I would even take a dig down in and really get down where the roots were. Where you get the soil, and if there's an aroma, you know, mention that, and if it looks different from soil that's in other areas, I've mentioned that, because all of this together will hopefully be able to find out what it is. And I would be remiss if I didn't say that you need to take it into so that people can see it and really analyze it.
Okay.
I know that's a lot of trouble, but I think it'll make a difference.
Now, when I dig something up like that, how much time do I have to carry it in?
Well, I wouldn't wait 2 weeks.
No.
You can wait overnight, or the next day or whatever. I would put it in a Ziploc bag, or not a Ziploc, but a plastic bag sort of thing,
mm-hmm.
so that it will maintain the integrity of the soil, and also if there's anything in there, it won't escape or it won't dry out.
Okay.
I think that would be really important.
Okay. Thank you.
And then please, I'm sorry you're having this trouble, please let us know what you find out. We'll share it.
It gets expensive when you start losing, you know, shrubs like
word,
that.
Oh, my word, yes. Yeah, old.
And then it looks funny when you put something back in there.
Yeah, 8 years is a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, take care, and I'm sure sorry.
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
Uh-huh. Bye.
Bye.
425-5522, 888-884-0364. The email address is Vicki@ktlo.com.
Speaking of things like that, of course, this kind of moisture, if you don't have well-drained soil, is going to cause difficulties everywhere, and I think that probably we're going to find a lot of things that are going to have a little difficulty coming back. I know that our forsythia looks kind of crummy, and our daffodils, you know, when it got so cold this week, were laying down anyway, saying, holy moly, and now they're laying down there and they're wet. So I don't know what kind of a spring we're going to have as far as looks. Our dogwoods are looking pretty good, but our forsythia looks kind of crummy and brown. It was pretty well opening up before that last really, really cold spell. And so this has been a kind of a goofy spring. And I'd probably say that if we looked back a couple of years broadcast, I'd probably say that every March. March is a roller coaster month. That's just all you can say about it.
24 after the hour of 10, Saturday morning, back in a minute.
Hi, this is Jerry McDonald with Midtown Spirits, and we are your one-stop spirits shop. With new selections each week and an ever-expanding inventory and special orders for just about any beverage you enjoy, our experts aim to make sure you have just what you want. We also offer the largest craft beer selection and the friendliest spirit guides in town, as well as weekly tastings and ice-cold Mix of Six beer. Come see why Midtown Spirits is your one-stop spirit shop, Highway 62 across from Hardee's.
Find your next job at ktlo.com/jobs. The following establishments have job openings: Mountain Home Surgical Group, Mountain Home Elks Lodge, Gaston's Resort, Mountain Home Public Schools, Custom Paint and Body, Youth Advocate Programs, the UPS Store, and Gasville Therapy and Living, to name a few. Full details are available on ktlo.com/jobs. Find your perfect job today. ktlo.com/jobs.
The Junior Auxiliary of Mountain Home needs women who love their community, want to help raise money through fun events, and who aren't afraid of a little hard work to help improve children's lives locally. Please visit their Facebook page, Junior Auxiliary of Mountain Home, to become a member. Our Community Cares, sponsored by Carl Wayne's Nursery, H&R Block, West Plains Bank and Trust, and KTLO Classic Hits in the Boot, salute the Junior Auxiliary of Mountain Home.
Parkview Pizza in Flippin serves what you are looking for. They have a great selection of appetizers, the best burgers and sandwiches around, served with fresh-cut fries. Craving Chicago-style pizza? They've got it. Thin-crust Chicago party cut. Seafood, barbecue, and on Saturday nights, a special of succulent prime rib. Enjoy cold beer and wine, and the best food around. Parkview Pizza, on the corner of 2nd and Park Streets in Flippin. Like them on Facebook.